Welcome and greetings to you all. It is Portia and the guides, and our topic this week is narrow-minded or open-minded. This topic has surfaced because we observe that many of you are clinging to narrow ways of thinking, old ways of thinking, familiar patterns, behaviors, thought forms. We wish to recommend and counsel you to be open-minded, to open your minds to the God that beats your heart, the mind of God. This is an infinite mind of possibilities that your narrow mind cannot imagine. Imagination is part of tapping into this open-mindedness. When you are open-minded, life can work through you and give you answers and solutions to problems that you may feel are unsolvable, and you keep your head banging into the wall because you feel you are stuck and there is no way out. This narrow-mindedness is a characteristic of the ego mind. We have spoken often of this ego mind, which believes that it is God, and it constantly reminds you that it is God, that it is the one taking care of you. It has the answers. It has everything you need. So listen to it. Dear ones, this is the narrow mind, the narrow path. If you listen to this mind, your life will be narrow. It will be limited. It will not have the abundance, the glory of your life as it was designed to be, which is expansive and ever unfolding and creative. Spontaneous, inspired. Those words that we just spoke are qualities of being open-minded. We ask you to companion with this idea of having an open mind. As you go through your week this week, and you observe your thinking, and it is essential to be an observer of your thinking. Watch and see when the mind comes in and it becomes frustrated or stopped, or it does not expand and it leaves you feeling desolate, or that there is no way out, that there are no options, no other possibilities. Look at your life and observe your thinking. It can be a small scene and scenario or a larger one. And when you feel yourself get tense and begin to clench your fists and become limited, stop, pause, take a deep breath, and come home to the center of your being and ask. And you are asking God, the God that created you, what else can you show me here? What are other solutions? What are other pictures that you can give me so that I can see all of the possibilities here? And some may come immediately, or there may be a small thought that comes in that eases you, eases your system, and opens you up to even more possibility, opportunity, imagination. You are exercising yourself, dear ones, in this. You are getting out of the prison of the local, narrow ego mind. This will bless your life infinitely as you continue to train yourself to do this. You may start small, yes, and it may be a bit rugged for you in the beginning because the ego mind knows if you align with the mind of God that it is going out of business. It does not want this in any way, so it will try every possible avenue to get you to close down your mind, to stay small, to stay limited, to stay fearful. This is not what you want, we know. And so play with this if you will. Even say the words, do I want to be narrow-minded or open-minded? Even as you say the words open-minded, you can feel yourself and your system open up. All of your chakras open up when you agree to be open-minded. We ask you to try this week and to see, again, even in the smallest circumstance, how much freedom flows into your being when you agree to open your mind and align with the mind of God. Infinite good, infinite possibilities, infinite creativity, infinite answers, all love. We think you will enjoy this week. Our love and blessings are with you always. Namaste.